Now, the tourism industry there has been rebuilt, helped by Northern Ireland's rugged northeast coast. You can also see shooting locations for Game of Thrones and a museum devoted to the Titanic, which was built in Belfast. NPR's Frank Langfitt takes us on a tour.
Right, the coach isn't moving until I get a good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
A little bit better. Okay, guys, my name's Stephen.
Stephen McNally is guiding a busload of tourists along the road that snakes up the coast north of Belfast. He pulls into a small harbor where Game of Thrones shot this scene, in which Arya Stark, a central character, pulls herself from the water after having been stabbed by an assassin. McNally says this coastline of rolling green hills and gray cliffs used to just draw locals.
We have had all these sites kept to ourselves for however many years because people couldn't come here to see them. Now they can, and it is. You can see some of the landscape when you're going along, all you hear is wow.
McNally's career mirrors Northern Ireland's shift from sectarian violence to peace following the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. The conflict between Protestants and Catholics, which took more than 3,600 lives, drove McNally from his hometown.
The IRA tried to shoot me in 1987. That's why I moved. My father had to give up his job. Sister and brother had to leave school.
Why'd they try to shoot you?
Because I joined the army.
How do you feel about all the change?
I absolutely love it. It's good for the country. Personally, I don't have to check under my car every night for bombs.
McNally works for Macomb's Coach Travel, which transported at least 20,000 people to Game of Thrones sites here last year. Tourist visits to Northern Ireland have risen by more than 40% since the peace agreement, according to the government. And annual revenue from visitors has nearly tripled to more than $700 million. Another attraction drawing people here is a state-of-the-art museum devoted to the Titanic. Emir Lewis is the museum's marketing manager.
It's an interactive experience. It's 9 galleries, and you follow the story of Titanic chronologically. So you start learning all about the history of the city and why Titanic was built in Belfast.
The museum captures the city's heyday as an industrial boomtown. A cable car takes visitors through a replica of the shipyard, where you can feel the heat of the furnaces that made steel for Titanic's hull and hear workers tell their stories amid the sound of rivets being banged into place.
You only had candles for light and the constant hammering against the shell plates. You could hear it all over Belfast. Some of those boys ended up stone deaf, so they did.
You can follow the Titanic's maiden voyage, seeing a replica of one of the ship's staterooms, and read the final Morse code messages.
It's wonderful. I think it's really special.
Loved it. Thought it was great, really informative, interesting, lots of interactive information.
That's Diane Pinkston, who's visiting from the U.S., and Rachel Lawton of Chichester, England. Felicity Sugden, a retired school principal, is browsing the museum gift shop. This is her first visit to Northern Ireland.
This was just a place you did not come to because of the Troubles. And even yesterday when I was getting on the plane, my husband said to me, you know, you watch out, you're going to Belfast. I'm like, stop it. It's all absolutely fine. It's worse in London, you know, which is true.
It is. The British capital has suffered 4 terror attacks since March. During the height of the Troubles, though, bombings in Belfast were routine. The Irish Republican Army repeatedly targeted the Hotel Europa in the heart of the city. These days, it's full of tourists and business people. Sitting in the hotel's cafe is Harold Good. He's a Methodist minister who helped decommission IRA weapons as part of the peace process. Good is optimistic about the future. He says the more visitors, the better.
We have just been hugely encouraged by the number of tourists who come from all over the world. I talk a lot to these folks and I always thank them for coming. The best way of changing the narrative is for people to come and see for themselves.
Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Belfast.